This podcast is intended for an adult audience and does contain some very graphic descriptions of sensual scenes. So please only continue to listen to this podcast if you are willing to indulge in your deepest desires and are of a suitable age. On this episode, an enemies to lovers femdom erotic story. Claire has been a massage therapist for over 20 years. She has dealt with all sorts of clients over that time. She is more than capable of handling herself in most situations. So why does the mere thought of dealing with Mark Studley, the fading football star, fill her with so much dread? She knows he is arrogant. She knows he is a bully. He has left other therapists crying with his comments. Nothing that Claire can't handle. But is there something else? Does her loathing for this man consume her thoughts? Or is there a darker need that burns inside Claire? Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed. Your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. You know, if you want to hear your fantasies right here, then why not just email me at devlin@wilddesires.com. Just tell me what turns you on, and I'll make them into a story. You know, this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Loosen your clothes. Put your earbuds in. And close your eyes. And just surrender to the pleasure of my voice. Caressing over and inside you. And when you're ready to submit to your desires, just go ahead and take a nice deep breath and hold it for a moment and let it go with a sigh, letting go of all that tension, all that stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction. Your time to discover your inner passions as you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body as you enjoy tonight's show. Claire looked at the clock on the wall. The minute hand moved ominously toward the hour mark. She has been qualified as a massage therapist for 20 years now and never dreaded seeing any patient. But the reputation of Mark Studley sent an icy chill up and down her spine. He was arrogant and quite frankly a bully. The days of his professional football career were long behind him, but he still seemed to believe he was in his heyday and could be mean to anyone he wanted to be. In a little over 2 minutes, she would finally meet the man who had decimated the confidence of so many of her colleagues. Arrogant fuck. Looking over his notes, making him wait for that little bit longer. She noted he complained of a ligament strain in his knee. He had apparently researched it online and would tell the therapist how they should treat it. The wonders of Dr. Google, she pondered. Still, that didn't excuse belittling the people who were just trying to help him. If he'd turned his famously acidic tongue on her, he would be sure to find out another level of pain that he hadn't imagined yet. The nurses had privately agreed there was no ligament injury. He was such an asshole, the only way he could get a woman's hands on his body was to feign injury and book in for his weekly therapeutic massage. The minute hand eventually clicked past the 10, and Claire decided she had made him wait long enough. Opening the door to her massage room, she called out, "Mr. Studley, please." A tall man rose from a chair. From his build, it was obvious he'd been a sportsman at some point in time in his history. His chest stretched the material of his t-shirt tight, and as he pushed his arm down onto the arm of the chair, lifting himself up, Claire could not help but notice how the material stretched around his bicep. He hobbled slowly across the waiting room, his leg allegedly sore. It was a shame he was such a nasty bastard, she thought, as he walked slowly through the doorway. There was a lot she could do with a body like that. "Just sit on the edge of the bed," she said briskly, as she followed him into the room, letting the door swing silently behind her, watching his butt cheeks tighten beneath his shorts as she slowly walked behind him. A lot she could do. He sighed with relief as he lowered himself onto the edge of the massage bed. "I'm Claire Ratchett, and I will be your massage therapist today," she said briefly, keeping her tone cold and professional. "How has your knee been over the past week?"
"What do you think? It's fucking hurt,"
he snarled his response, his dark eyes glaring at her with barely controlled rage. Ignoring his arrogant tone, she pressed her thumb against his injured knee, smiling inwardly as he winced with pain. Without moving her thumb, she met his gaze and said, "Mr. Sudley, you've been seen by every therapist in this clinic. We are here to help you. If you continue to take that tone, you'll find no one available to help you anywhere." To accentuate her displeasure, she pressed a little harder with her thumb. "The massage therapy we give you will only help if you do the exercises you have been shown," she said coldly. "You are doing the exercises, aren't you?" His legs tensed with obvious discomfort. His voice strained as he replied,
"Yes, I'm doing the freaking exercises."
Expertly, she supported his leg in her hands, gripping it with her fingernails, her nails on the verge of pushing into his skin as she said, "Flex your knee for me."
"Fuck, that hurts,"
he growled as he flexed his knee. Claire grinned, revenge for all the therapists he had treated so badly, she thought. "Camera's a bitch. Stop moaning and focus on moving your leg, or I'll strap you in," Claire said without taking her eyes off the muscles tensing in his legs, enjoying the sensation of his legs trembling in her hands through the effort. Then her eyes were diverted by an unexpected flicker in his shorts, a bulge growing beneath the dark material. Her attention focused solely on the movement inside his sports attire. Claire almost missed the transformation of his complaining moans into something a lot more erotic. Was it the pain, her dominant demeanor, the thought of being tied up? This might get a lot more interesting, Claire decided. Thinking through her diary, she did have a break due after this appointment, so she could prolong this one for at least another hour. Now, that would be revenge. Deciding to test the water, Claire commanded, "Swing your legs up onto the bed, Mr. Stoodley, and lay back." Surprisingly, he swung his legs and lay back as commanded, Claire's hand supporting his legs through the movement, but not a word of complaint from her patient. "Try pulling your knee up towards your chest, please," she said as she felt his muscles tense with the effort. Moaning in discomfort, he suddenly grabbed at her hair. Fortunately, Claire was too experienced to be caught and pulled her head away from his outstretched fingers. "Mr. Stoodley, you leave me no option," she said, grabbing a roll of bandage from the medical trolley. Unraveling it, she wrapped it quickly around his wrists and secured his hands to the metal bed frame. There was nothing but a resigned groan from the man on the bed. Returning to his knee, she could not fail to notice just how pronounced his erection was within his shorts. So Mr. Nasty likes to be dominated. Now this will be fun. Covering her hands in massage oil, she grasped his thigh firmly before pushing her fingers along the soft flesh, her fingertips just slipping inside the legs of his shorts. A soft groan dropped from his lips as his thick cock twitched furiously inside the shorts, desperate for attention. Claire's eyes traced over the plane of his stomach, over the breadth of his chest, and held his gaze with passionate intent as her hands continued to slide firmly up and down his muscular thighs. Every time her fingertips reached the leg of his shorts, they slid a little further under the material. His body response, so beautifully contorted by the caress of her fingernails, teasing at the edge of his swelling erection. The torment of his lust burrowing into Claire's gaze as he moaned, "Please, it's been so long." His voice choked short as Claire's fingernail caressed his weeping slit. "Since what, Mr. Stoodley?" Claire quizzed teasingly. "Since you've been fucked, is it?" she continued, grinning menacingly. "Do you mean to say that all that charm you displayed earlier hasn't got you into a woman's panties for a while?" she asked, smiling widely. "Well, I am surprised, I have to say. Maybe I should teach you a few manners on how to treat a woman," she said as her fingernails teasingly scratched down his ballsack, forcing his hips to rise to meet her touch.
"I need it,"
he grunted out. "Always about you, isn't it, Mr. Stoodley? Well, if you want satisfaction, you will have to ask nicely," she said, pulling her hand away from his thighs.
"Please,"
he implored.
"Please what?" Claire replied. "Please, miss,"
he ventured, doubt echoing in his voice. Claire stepped away from the massage bed and dug through the supplies of the medical trolley, retrieving two new bandages. "That's better," she said, as she unwrapped the bandages, securing each of his ankles to the base of the bed, watching him for a moment as he lay prone on the bed, relieved that no one would enter the room while she still had a patient booked inside. There was something about watching this man that was normally so arrogant and brash, laying prone at her mercy, tied to the bed. As Claire loosened the buttons of her tunic, he gasped loudly as his eyes caressed her breasts. "Oh, I thought I might be too much of a woman for you," she said, grinning at him as he moved in the torturous grip of his desire.
"No, not at all. I prefer curvy women,"
he moaned as his eyes burned a path down to her pants.
"Really?"
she purred, her fingers toying with the button of her pants. "I guess you might be wondering if my pussy is as luscious and sexy as my tits." Marge just nodded in furious response. Unbuttoning her pants, she let them fall to the ground before stepping out of the pile of material around her ankles and walking to the side of the bed. Mark panted desperately as she stood mere inches from his mouth, her hands sliding into her panties and caressing her damp folds in one slow, deliberate movement. Retrieving her hand from the lace material, she extended one wet finger and traced a painfully slow line across his lips. Her patient mouth voraciously at her finger, sucking like a rabid animal. "You like the taste of that, Mr. Stoodley?" she said teasingly. Not waiting for his response, she pulled her hand back from his mouth and slid her panties over the curve of her hips. stepping out. She remained just inches away from him, so close yet so unavailable. As she slid her hand back between her thighs, stroking her aching lips slowly, his torture continued. The truth was, she hadn't had sex in ages either, and Mark Stoodley was the sort of man she could really go for. They may argue a lot, but she got off on that. Angry and make-up sex made it all worthwhile. But she wasn't about to let him know all that. "Would you like to feel your big hard cock inside my hot, wet pussy then?" she said playfully as she pushed her fingers between her wet lips. Mark's cock answered for him, trembling violently inside his shorts, his words strangled by his own desire. "My pussy does feel so hot and so wet right now. And if I push my fingers all the way inside," she gasped as she thrust her fingers deep inside herself, her core clutching at her fingertips as she teased them along the walls of her pussy, easing her fingers out. The caress of her feminine desire drifted down the inside of her thighs. She moved her fingertips quickly, and catching the trace of her juices, she teased it once again over his lips. Leaning in closely, she whispered, "Do you want this, Mark?" Mark just nodded enthusiastically. "No, I want you to say it."
"Yes, I want it, please," he begged, straining at the bandages.
"Please what, Mark?" she said curtly.
"Please, miss,"
he responded desperately. "Before you get inside my luscious pussy, I think you need to earn it." Slowly mounting the bed, Claire placed a leg either side of his head. Balancing, she lowered her pussy down toward his mouth. "Impress me," she said as she ran her fingers through his hair, pulling his face hard against her trembling pussy. Rocking her hips, she forced her clit across his stubbled chin. His tongue flicked desperately, quick punishing strokes against her sensitive nub. His breath ragged with the vicious movements of her pelvis, forcing him to take shorter gasps. Her warm slick smeared across her thighs and covered his face. Somewhere between his gasps, she can hear him begging for release. Slowing her movements for a moment, she said, "Did your mum not teach you anything? Ladies always come first." And with that, she pushed her pussy back up his face with a slow thrusting movement. The caress of his stubble, sending shocks of electricity moving through her body. The heat of his breath, abbreviated, punctuated, pummeled her clit. And when she felt his tongue pushing between her lips again, exploring her folds, her body raptured with pleasure, her legs tensed as she thrust her pussy against his tongue, demanding satisfaction to be taken over that edge, letting out a low guttural moan. Her pleasure followed as a delicious orgasm cascaded through her body, an undertone of gasp punctuated the sensations trembling through her pussy. Lifting her hips slightly, Mark took a breath of much needed air. Shifting her body slowly down his stomach, she watched with mild amusement as his urgent gasps of breath as she positioned herself over his thighs. His shorts tented dramatically with his swollen erection. Placing her hands either side, she rubbed his firm length through the soft material. The heat of his passion burned at her fingertips.
"I need to come,"
he whispered in frustration, pulling his shorts down. His erection sprung into the air, swollen and glowing. Grinning, she took his length in her hand and gave it a single long stroke before saying, It's all about you, isn't it, Mark? Well, not today. Wringing her other hand down and spanking his erection firmly. You have to learn. Another hard spank. He gasped loudly, although it was impossible to tell if it was in pleasure or pain. That I'm in charge. Another spank. His cockhead reddened at the treatment, his sensitivity increasing beyond sensibility. I decide when you can be pleasured. Another spank, harder this time, the slap echoing around the room. Mark moaned at the nerves tingling, desperate sensitivity in his cock. Grasping his cock in both hands, Claire bent it firmly. Don't break it, he managed between gasps. I'm a therapist, I know what I'm doing, Claire said curtly, grabbing his balls and twisting them, first one way and then the other. Mark writhed on the bed in tormented pleasure, his cock electric to the touch. Claire dipped her head and dragged her teeth along his throbbing tip, letting his cock slide inside, scraping him, forcing moan after moan of hellishly pained pleasure to erupt from his lips. Do what I say, she said abruptly, lifting his erection and pushing her fingernail firmly along his ballsack. And I will let you come, she finished, bringing her hand down in a low arc, spanking the underside of his balls. Nothing intelligible left Mark's mouth. Claire just sighed over dramatically. Learn to speak, man, she said, squeezing his cock tightly, dragging a fingernail from her one free hand over his weeping slit. Please, this is too much, he panted out. Please what? She asked shortly, spanking his cock tip yet again, the slap resounding off the walls. Yes, miss, he said, his voice exasperated with lust. Better, but not yet, she said, releasing his cock, gently moving her head lower, aware he might actually have a strained ligament. She sucked on the inside of his thigh, grasping it between her teeth and dragging them along it. Mark tried to pull away from her bite, the torturous pleasure growing like an inferno through his body, every nerve resonating with his desperation for satisfaction. Lifting his cock again, exposing his balls, Claire slid her mouth over them, flicking them gently with her tongue. Low, lazy circles, teasing at his testicles. She rubbed her hand up and down the length of his shaft slowly, feeling his pulsing member growing under her grasp. His first drops of pre-cum sliding between her fingers. She stopped and pulled at his balls with her teeth, dragging the edge of her teeth slowly over his scrotum, enjoying the sensation of his whole body twisting to move away from the torment of pleasure. Pushing her hand between his thighs, her fingernail danced around the tight rosette of his ass, grinning at the sensation of it clutching to her touch. Claire wondered for a moment if his ass had ever been invaded. Probably not. He's too much of a man for that sort of thing, she decided as she thrust a finger inside, massaging that spot, thrusting her finger in and out firmly, his hips bucked in pleasure, clenching tightly around her finger. She pushed another finger inside, stretching his tight ring as far as she could, stroking the length of his cock slowly, whilst thrusting her fingers in and out of his ass. She could feel his knee growing, his moans growing, his hands pulling at the makeshift restraints. Like a wild animal tied, he writhed for release. Then she stopped, a low groan of disappointment sounding through his chest. Not yet, she said. Not not until I say. Moving down his body, sliding his cock between her ample breasts, she rubbed them over his length, the soft skin massaging his oversensitive cock. "Want to come on my tits, Mr. Stoodley?" she asked playfully. "Please, miss," he stuttered, his tip growing an angry purple against the porcelain of her breasts, glistening with frustrated pleasure. "Tough," she said, sitting back up, releasing his manhood. Grabbing her cell phone from the side, she quickly punched at the keypad, coyly ignoring Mark's pleads for satisfaction. "Sorry, Mark," she teased. "Did you say something?"
"Can I come, miss?"
he said, his body racked with pleasure. "You do like the sound of your own voice, don't you, Mark?" she said. "Playthings should be seen and not heard," she added curtly, before grabbing another bandage from the trolley. Forcing his head forward, she wrapped it around his head, pushing it between his jaws to form a rough gag. Sitting up as high as she could manage, affording Mark an intimate view of her throbbing pussy, she circled her clit with her fingernail. "Maybe I should just play with my clit again, until I come," she said wistfully. "You could watch, but you couldn't come," she said, grinning at him. Mark mumbled something beneath the confines of his gag. His eyes widened. "I can't hear you, Mark," she said in a sing-song tone. Resting the lips of her pussy on the length of his cock, she could feel him pulsing against her, his heat burning at her folds as she started rubbing her clit slowly along his shaft. Quick strokes of her fingers sent electricity moving through her body. Leaning heavily on her other arm, she had to brace herself as the orgasm pulled at her body, her pussy clutched wildly along his trembling length, nipping at the tight flesh of his cock. Her thighs tensed around him as she moaned quicker and quicker, eyes fixed on Mark's, holding his intense stare as she moaned out her orgasm. Panting gently, she looked into Mark's eyes from behind her fallen hair. "Oh, that felt so good," she started. "How was it for you?" Another mumble from behind the white crepe gag. "Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Cat got your tongue," she said as her breathing calmed. Suddenly, a knock at the door echoed around the room. "Don't go anywhere," she said, grinning as she slid from the bed. Quickly dressing, she took a breath to calm her nerves before grasping the cold metal door handle. "So," a nurse's femdom fantasy. "Well, we haven't done femdom in a while, have we? Not really. It's about time." I hope you're enjoying it anyway. Next week, part two. Who is behind the door? What is going to happen to... I'd like to say poor Mark, but I'm not sure we can say poor Mark, really. Let's just say Mark. What else has Claire got lined up for him? You'll just have to wait until next week, when we can get wild in bed all over again. You would like that, wouldn't you? But until then, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams.